Hello, welcome to the Western Kentucky University Music Department. This podcast is a welcoming hello to the incoming music majors at Western and your parents. I'll give you an overview of what things are like and how things work at Western as a music major. The topics I'll cover are early week, which is band camp week, transitioning to college, music courses such as music theory and group piano, practicing your instrument, and private lessons, our testing and counseling center, tutoring, registering for classes, keeping track of your degree progress with ICAP, juries, the music department, student handbook, and safety. In this podcast, I will talk about certain things that I hope will be helpful for freshmen transitioning into college. First, we can start with early week. If you are an instrumental music education major, you'll come to early week. This is basically band camp week. It starts the week before school. You'll make lots of new friends this week, and I think it's just one of the best ways to get oriented to be an instrumental music major at Western. Just bring a bottle of water and your sunscreen, and you'll have a great time. Once you start school, here are a few things to think about that apply to all music majors. Try to get reasonable rest each night and try to eat reasonably well. Since this is the first time many of you will have been away from home for any extended period of time, there will be some adjusting to the freedom of not having a curfew at nighttime, etc. About your music classes. Music courses in college require some work. Your theory and group piano need daily work, as does practicing your musical instrument or singing. We'll get to that practicing part in a moment. Many college freshmen haven't had music theory before, so when they start, they can be a little bit perplexed in the beginning. Music theory has a big learning curve early on if you haven't had it before college. So my advice is to spend as much time as it takes for each assignment and concept to sink in. This may mean that you're spending a fair amount of time on theory homework each day. This is okay, especially for the oral skills practice. We're teaching you all to be comprehensive musicians and teachers, and therefore the ear training part of things is very important. Just practice the assignments every day. I find the students who get overly frustrated are the ones who don't spend enough time on a consistent basis on this material. Just practice this stuff every day, and the same goes for group piano, and you should be just fine. Now for practicing your instrument. At the college level, we are trying to get you to the level that you can sing or play challenging college-level repertoire in your ensembles, both large and small ensembles, as well as learn appropriate college-level solo and chamber repertoire. This means that you all should be practicing your lesson material every day as much as your studio teacher requires. This may be different from your high school experience, in which you might have practiced only your ensemble parts on a study hall period, but not really focused on a comprehensive practice routine to improve your fundamental musical skills. In college, we're going to really get at the heart of developing your technical and musical skills so you are an experienced teacher and performer when you leave Western. Like I said earlier, this means practicing every day on your lesson material. Here's another thing about being a music major. Make sure that you listen to as much music as possible. Start developing a CD or MP3 collection of recordings of professionals performing on your voice part or instrument. You should be listening every day to something. Also, attend as many concerts as possible. Come to all or as many as you can of the faculty and guest artist performances at Western. This is a very big part of your musical education. You can't become a musician and teacher by living in a practice room only. You have to hear lots and lots of performers. This is a big part of the learning process. In fact, it's such a big part of the learning process that we actually created a course which you should be signed up for called MUS 155, Performance Attendance. Please come to all these Friday 11:30 a.m. performances. This time slot should be blocked out in your schedule. For each semester that you're signed up for MUS 155, you should also make sure that you're not taking any courses during this Friday 11:30 time slot. Also, our music department requires that you attend 14 departmentally approved performances each semester as part of your degree program. In the music department, we refer to these as punches because students used to get a card punched each time they attended a performance. There's a punch list on our webpage, and also you'll post it around the halls of the third floor of the Ivan Wilson Fine Arts Building, where you'll be spending most of your time. Just plan to attend all the Friday performances. You'll get 8 or 9 punches with these. Then your large ensemble performances, the choirs or the bands, will be about 2 more punches, and then you'll just need to attend a few more to complete this 14-punch requirement. If you don't complete it, you'll take MUS 155 over again. That means 14 plus 14, 28, etc. Some of our students have actually gotten as many as 30 or 40 punches. Listen to your fellow students perform, support them, and they will support you when you perform. Here are a few more things. You might want to grab a pencil to jot down some of this information. As things go on, if things get a little too stressful for you, classwork, roommates, issues, etc., Western has a counseling and testing center that offers free counseling to students. All you have to do is call them and make an appointment or simply just show up. They're located in 409 Potter Hall, which is just outside the music building. It is the same building as financial aid. The phone number for the counseling and testing center is 270-745-3159. You should make a note of this phone number, or even better yet, program it into your cell phone. These people are probably the nicest people on campus, except, of course, for the music students and our professors. And they are specifically there to help students sort things out if things get too stressful. Mid-October, the end of November, and the first week of December are times when you might feel some of this stress. And in the spring, it will be the end of February, also right after spring break, and then probably mid to the end of April. If you need a tutor with any of your courses, music or gen ed, please just ask your professor. There's tutoring for virtually every course on campus, and all you have to do is ask. Registering for classes. In the ATP orientation sessions that you all went through, you signed up for classes. Now it is up to you each semester to see your advisor at the end of each semester and keep track of what you've taken and what you'll need to take to graduate. The curriculum worksheets for each music degree can be downloaded from our music department webpage. They also can be found in the music office. Mrs. Trammell can tell you where to find them. They are easy to use. It's just a checklist for each degree program. Just check the box off for each course you took. Sometimes gen ed courses get filled up, and freshmen and sophomores can't get into a course that is recommended on the curriculum worksheet. That's okay. Just make sure, though, that you take a course in another gen ed area or some other area so you can get the proper number of credits each semester so you can progress through your degree in a timely fashion. Also, when you log into TopNet, there is an area called ICAP. Look around on this for a while. It basically tells you what courses will count in each gen ed category, as well as your major, and it also tells you how you're doing in your progress towards your degree. ICAP is a handy little thing, and it really will help you keep track of what you need to take. I find it especially helpful in finding options for general education courses when the course you wanted might be filled up and you need a second option. Make sure to pay all fees and library fines and parking tickets as soon as possible. As an advisor, I'd say that the biggest delay I find for students in registering for classes and missing out on a class they might want to take are these things. They simply let a library fine or a parking ticket linger and not get paid, and this puts a hold on their registration to sign up for classes. When following the music degree curriculum guides, please try to follow it as much as possible. If you simply can't get into a course, speak to your advisor. They'll help you find a class to change out for the one that you can't get into. But try not to mix and match too much just because your friend may be in a certain class. I see this happen too. I'll see a student sign up for a cooking course because they like to cook, or an agriculture course because their family is in farming. This will slow your progress towards your degree. Take the courses on the curriculum guide first. When you finish all these courses for your degree, then you can take some extra things. Like I said before, fill out these sheets every semester and go see your advisor early every semester. It is your responsibility to see your advisor and keep track of your courses. If you're a music education major, you'll need to take about 3 or 4 summer courses in order to graduate in 4 years. I suggest you start planning that now. You can take WKU courses, or if you live too far away, I know that WKU accepts credits from many other institutions, including many community colleges. Try planning to get some of those gen ed courses that you might not want to take during the year, get them out of the way during the summer. Then the rest of your school year will be less stressful. Just plan and try to map these things out, and you'll be out in 4 years, no problem. If you ever have any curriculum questions, please don't hesitate to ask. All the advisors in the music department will be happy to help. Juries. You'll do a jury at the end of each semester. This is your final exam for your private lessons. You'll get a pianist, and you'll sing or play with the pianist in your jury. Each studio teacher has more specific requirements for juries. Read the syllabus and ask them if you have questions. The juries last usually about 10 minutes. You'll have to pay the pianist for their time as well. The rates vary for pianists from about $20 to $50 per jury. Try to start making plans now so you can set aside the money to pay your accompanist at the end of the semester. Read the music department's student handbook. This basically outlines everything you'll need to know as a music major. Keep referring to it as you progress through your degree. It's very, very helpful. Let's see if there's anything else. Oh yes, WKU has an escort service, so if you are anywhere on campus and need a ride or a walk back, especially at nighttime, don't hesitate to call them. Let me give you that phone number. Here it is, 270-745-3333. This is definitely a number you should be programming into your cell phone. Or if you don't have a cell phone, just keep it in your backpack. It's basically the number of the WKU police. Campus safety is a big deal. Western is a very safe environment, but there are over 18,000 students here, and it is better to be cautious, especially in the evening. Speaking of safety, WKU offers a service called Provide a Ride. It is sponsored in part by the Student Government Association in an effort to reduce drinking and driving. A Provide a Ride service is available from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m., Monday through Saturday. A free ride home is provided within the service area when you show your current WKU ID. WKU also offers an evening shopping shuttle that goes to Walmart, Greenwood Mall, and Barnes & Noble in Bowling Green. More information and schedules on these transportation services can be found on the transportation webpage of Western's homepage. That is www.wku.edu/transportation. And finally, we're here to help you succeed at Western. Once you feel how good it feels to be an excellent singer or player on your instrument and a successful ensemble member, you'll want to practice more and more. Just work hard and you'll do just fine. Oh, and one other thing. Try to have some fun along the way. I know you'll all do that, but it is important. Take some time once in a while and go see a movie or just hang out with your new friends. And this will help balance all your college work. Good luck and have a great year. We're very excited to begin working with each and every one of you.